Major word to this last conference was lift up your head. We talked about hope. And as this song goes, there's a part where it says, you split the seas so that I can walk right through it. Hallelujah. I declare whether there's oceans or mountains that you're staring at, Father, that you are the master God. And you split the seas. And your perfect love is casting out fear. Because there's some of us right now, there's a battle. And the battle is a fear. But the love of God has come to cast out every drop of fear. Lord God, you've come to reassure us that the place that you want to bring us, Father God, is a destiny and a promise and a provision that you have promised generations to generations. And there are people right now that are standing in the gap. Lord, and I declare, Lord, your perfect love that has come down to cast out all fear. That there may be seas right now and there may be mountains, Father God, but you split the seas and you tore down the mountains, God. Let hope arise. Let hope arise. Let hope arise in the body. Not because of what we think, but because of the truth of God, of who you are and who we are. You split the seas. It's not too big for you. Somewhere in life there was a lie that said it's too big. But my God cannot fail. Everything he spoke, he's going to accomplish. I declare that over your life right now, that your current thought and your current circumstance is not too big for my God. It's not too big for your daddy God. It's not too big for the Father and the Creator of the universe. You split the seas, Father God, so that I can walk right through it. You split it. You split it. Come on, I declare it right now. We need to sing it. Let's sing it. Yes.
Little grandkids, they don't come here, but they were telling me, my son called me, and they were really scared this week, and there were two things they were really scared of, and one of them, their mom and dad is going to go on a trip on an airplane, and they heard on the news about the airplane crash, so they were really scared because their mom and dad are going on an airplane. And the other one is about the coronavirus that's being spread. And they were really, really scared about that. Are any of you kids really scared about those things? I hope not, you know, because I said, these little kids shouldn't have to worry about that stuff. You know, you have Jesus in you, and he's bigger than all of that. He's going to take care of you. So don't be afraid. So if any of them are scared, don't be afraid, because Jesus is with us, and the greater things than these will you do. You will bring healing to many people. Okay?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Deb. Hallelujah. Our God's not dead. Our God's not dead. He's still alive. And he's living on the inside of us. And he's living on the inside of us. Our God's not dead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Abigail, could you go get an offering basket for me? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got a question for the adults. Does anybody have a $10 bill with them? Anybody? I have a 20, but I don't have a 10. Isaac does? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Isaac. It's really bad when you're taking up the offering and you don't have the right dimension of bills with you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Abigail, you can hold this. Come on. Okay. Now, Isaac has a $10 bill, right? Now, any of you kids, can you tell me what one-tenth of a $10 bill is? Can somebody tell me? Can you tell me what's one-tenth of a $10 bill? Micah? $1. Okay? It's $1. So you know what? Isaac has a $10 bill. And God gave it to him. Okay? God gave him the $10 bill. And you know what God says? Isaac, the only thing that I require of you is that you give me one-tenth. That you give me $1 back. Okay? Now, kids, I know that most of you get an allowance, right? Most of you get an allowance. Not you. That's because your mom and dad give you everything that you need. Okay. So if mom and dad gives you a dollar bill, if they give you $1 bill, how much money do you need to give to God? No. What's one-tenth of $1? 10 cents. Oops, here, I got too much money in my pocket. Where'd it go? Here we go. I'll get it. Here we go. Okay? So if mom and dad give you $1, the only thing that you need to give back to God, 10 cents. That's kind of awesome, isn't it? And you know what? That's what our God requires of us. That's what He requires of us. He gives us everything. He gives us everything. And He only requires that we give back a tenth. Okay, so this morning, God, we thank You. This morning we thank You because You are an awesome God. So let's pray. Father God, we thank You for Your great love for us. Father, we thank You that You loved us. Father, even before we loved You. And Father, that You give to us, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Father, that's what You've done for us. You've said that You would open up heaven and pour down on us such blessings that we cannot contain them. God, that's what You said. And You only require the tenth from us. So God, right now, we thank You for everything that You've given to us. And Father, we give back to You our tenth. So may You may bring Your tithes and offerings. My wife is trying to get me to give more than my tenth this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And we get a special treat this morning. We get a special treat this morning because our senior pastor is in Nicaragua along with Pastor Jeff and Gary Smith from Rainy River. I'm sorry. Thank you. And so we have a message from Pastor Jake this morning. And we also have a message from Pastor Abimelech from El Salvador, who is also in Nicaragua. So, Jeremy?
Estoy con el Pastor Jaime de United International.
Yes, yes. Well, we're here and we're planning on getting some plumbing finished and do some concrete work, and so that we can get it in by Saturday, because we're leaving Tuesday and they're going to be putting in some fixtures, toilet fixtures, and it's going very, very good with United Team International, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Canada, United States. Amen.
Bien, estamos acá, así en resumen, lo que medio lo entiendo, en Nicaragua, con el equipo de United Team, hay hermanos de Canadá, de Estados Unidos, de El Salvador, y obviamente de acá, del país, ¿verdad?, de Nicaragua. Estamos construyendo una escuela, estamos reconstruyendo algunas áreas, y es una bendición servir, ¿verdad? Así es que, ahí está el resumen, bendición.
Amen.
Amén.
Amen. I assumed he was interpreting for Pastor Jake. So that was Pastor Abimelech from El Salvador. So, Pastor Tom?
Yes. Wow. Well, Family Sunday. We get all the kiddos in with us this morning, huh? I just want to thank the kids for being... We have wonderful kids. What a powerful morning service. I just want to say... The Spirit of God's moving. There's a contention for something, and we were fighting for it. So I thank the kids for leading us in worship and standing up there and declaring. What an awesome deal. I get to welcome. Don't worry about your kids. If they make a little noise, that's fine. It's Family Sunday this morning. So this week, we were talking about what, moms and dads? What was this week's assignment? Huh? Or aunties? What did we work on this week? Who did we talk about?
I know it starts with a D, but I forgot.
Okay. Yes, Micah. Noah. We were talking about Noah. For those that we've been studying this weekly devotional, talking about stories in the Bible. And Mary Jacobson was talking about a story about Noah. Noah's ark, Noah's experience when the world was flooded. We know that story. And one of the kids asked a question, Deb. Now, you kids ask some really tough questions. So I'm going to have the adults answer this question. I think I'm going to have Caitlin answer this question. Why did God flood the earth? That was a tough question to kind of ask. God flooded the earth, and a lot of people passed away during that flood. And I thought that was a tough question to answer, Isaac. It was a tough question to answer. What do you guys think why God flooded the earth? Wickedness? Sin, right? So when we get that picture, it's kind of hard of us to get that picture of God when we've been talking about the love of God and the goodness of God and the things like that. So what I wanted to do, please come, I got you now, is I wanted to read a scripture because I read this and I wanted just to talk about, no, keep coming, you want to speak? Stand right here. So let's say this is Micah's family, right? And Micah had a family, had a husband. Who wants to be Micah's husband? Nobody wants to do that because we don't do that here. But this is part of your kids, right? Y'all, ew. But this is your kids. And then you had another kid, and you had another kid, and another kid, and another kid, and another kid. All right? Look at these wonderful children, right? Remember, look through the eyes of redemption, parents, right? The redeemed work. Look at your kids. And then there was more kids, and there was more kids, and more kids. And when we talked about Adam and Eve, I'll play God. Can I play God? Yeah. When God created Adam and Eve, and we had this story before, where was God and where was Adam and Eve? Yes.
They were in a garden.
Hey, did you hear the question? What was the question? Okay, we need to answer. Where was God? Micah or Marky? Where was he? He was in the garden, and he was, what was he doing? He was walking with you guys. Let's walk with me. Let's walk with me. So, and you know some of the stories God said? What do you think some of the stories God said? What would you ask God? What would you ask God? Some of the questions. Did you ask God any questions? He's walking around. Come on, guys, you're walking with me. You know, I made you. I knew you guys before you were even made. I knew you. And I had this plan, and I was so excited to make you. I was thinking about, man, Mike is going to be here, and Avery, and Misty, and we're going to have a great time. And know what? We're going to have a wonderful garden, and you guys get to play over there. You see that over there? You guys get to play over there. You guys want to go play over there? I made that just for you guys. I was thinking you guys love to swing from branches. So look at all the branches on that tree. There's 25 branches, and if you jump from that one to that one, you can make it. You know what else I made? I made animals for you guys to watch over and take care of, so you guys aren't going to be by yourself. You guys like animals, right? Nope. I need you guys to name the animals. So he had conversations with them, right? And just like your moms and dads, you ask your mom and dad some hard questions, like why does dad have to work? Or how come we have to do homework? Or why do I have to brush my teeth? Or why do I have to go to bed, right? Yes, because sometimes it keeps the cavities away, right? So let's go over here, people. So when Jim said sin, and he said what happened was and we talked about that earlier in the Garden of Eden. Something terrible happened. And when they sinned, where did you guys go? Where did Adam and Eve go when they sinned? What happened right away? Remember the story? In the garden. When they ate the fruit, that's this older lesson, what happened to them?
They got in trouble.
No, they didn't get in trouble. What did they look at themselves? Did they get in trouble right away? No. Did they get in trouble right away?
No.
They didn't get you. Where's the parent of this child? I noticed the parent of this child is not here. Yes, Abigail. They saw themselves as naked, right? They began to look at each other. Something had changed in that instant. And when they did, where did you guys go? Where did they go? You hid from God. You ran away because you saw something different in yourself. And because you saw that, something changed right away. And that's the devastation of sin, is that you guys look. So go hide behind that curtain over there. Run and go. Go hide. Go hide. Run. Run, 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 run. Is that how fast they run? No, they run faster than that, I bet. So here I want to read this scripture. Go hide. I'm going to be right there. In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, I'm just going to read this. When the Lord saw that man's wickedness was widespread on the earth and that every scheme in his mind he thought of was nothing but evil at the time. Say, nothing but evil. That means there was nothing good with them. Nothing. They had totally forgot about God. They totally forgot everything about God. And there was a generation after generation that didn't know God. And it says, if we read on here, it said, the Lord regretted that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. There's not many scriptures in the Bible that talk about God grieving his heart. But he felt so bad. Do you know why God felt so bad? Do you know why he felt so bad? He felt bad in his heart. It hurt. Why am I hurting? Why am I hurting? You know why I'm hurting? Why am I hurting? Let's say those were my kids, and my kids were over there, and I'm like, where are my kids? Where's my family? God wanted a family. Where's my family? Where's my family? Where's my family?
You're hurting because you miss your family.
I miss my family, and it grieves me. Am I angry? No. I'm a little angry. But I'm hurt because generations after generations after generations will never know me. He said there was nothing in them. There was nothing in them. And it was going to keep on going and going and going and going. And he knew it, and it hurt God. He said something's got to change. But there was one man who was going to build a boat, right? You guys can come out over here. There was one man. What was that man's name? One man named Joseph, nope, Noah. He found one man with favor in his sight, and that one man, Noah, we get to thank him. We get to thank Noah, right? Because of Noah, we are here. Amen? And we know about our God. We know about who he is. And we don't have to be strangers. Come here. You guys don't have to be strangers. Come away from that curtain. Come here. Come here, family. Come here, family of God. Come here. Come here. Come here, family. Come on. What were you guys doing back there? You guys looked, what's going on? Oh, this makes God happy. This makes God happy that generations after generations, we sing that song, I'm no longer a slave here. I am
child of God.
Because that's the truth. And he wants a family. And it broke God's heart that but now through Noah, he was able to what? Make a provision so that he could have a family. And you guys are part of that. Go sit down. Give him a hand. Awesome job. So from generations to generations, we get to tell the story and remember and share, and not only share who God is, but you guys get to experience God is who God is. And this is what I want to tell you a story. My mom grew up in a different church where they said the only person who could talk to God was the minister. And the minister, I'm the only one that can talk to God, and then if you want to hear God, you got to listen to me. Now, that's true that God can speak through people, but God also wants to be a family and speak to you. So she was in a service, and there was an altar, and there was a bunch of stuff up here. And after the service was gone, she was about Micah's age. I think she was about your age or a little bit older. Everybody's gone, and the whole service, and it's over. And she wanted to hear God for herself. My mom's lineage. She wanted to hear God. So she went someplace that she wasn't supposed to go. Has anybody here gone somewhere they were supposed to go? Yeah, I'm sure. See? So she went up behind there, and there was this altar, and there was this big wall, and she snuck. Everybody was out of the church, right? And she snuck back there, and she looked, and she went into the back room because she was looking for Jesus. She wanted to hear for Jesus. So she comes back here in the dark room, and she heard a sound. She heard a voice. And the voice said, Linda, I'm living in you. True story. That's true. Jesus said to her, Linda, I am living. And I heard that as a kid. And I went, whoa, that's a good story. Because it's a story set based on truth. How many here have moms and dads that know Jesus? How did they get to know Jesus? Do you remember moms and dads? You're not mom and dad. I thought this was so funny when we did this on New Year's night and we started talking about how moms and dads met and all these nice, sweet stories, you know? It was so funny. But you know, kids, you really want to hear how moms and dads met. How did they become born again Christians and saved? How did your mom become born again?
They went to church.
Well, they went to church, but do you remember the time when she received the Lord? Sarah? Do you remember the time? You do? You guys want to hear her story? You guys want to hear her story? Hi, Sarah.
Why did you do this? So what? I believe I was 4 at the time. And mom would always come into our room and sing with us before we went to sleep. And what was it? So she was singing a song, and I think I had asked her, you know, what it was really about. And so she's like, well, you know, Jesus lives in our hearts. And I was like, oh, okay. And so then I remember she had gone downstairs, and I was in the room by myself, and I was laying there, and I heard God's voice, and he was like, you know, do you want me to live in your heart? And I didn't. I was just kind of like, you know, okay, looking around, like nobody's in here with me. I was like, well, yeah, and that's how I came to know Jesus. So, yeah.
Wow. Isaac, do you remember? That was a good story. I have a question. What was the song that Linda sang to you? I know. My God is so big. Everybody in this church, all the kids, this is Linda. If you don't know Linda, she's taught every single one of us. Let's stand up, Linda. Come on. Give a hand for Linda. Every single one of us. This is Family Generation singing a song, Our God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. But I'm interested in the, thank you, Linda. But the stories passed down from generations to generation. That's what God's family does. Do you know the song? It's a wonderful song, I bet. It just got you really powerfully, and you'll remember. Okay, anyway. Hallelujah. Okay, so I want to play a game, and Miss Jenny's got some stuff she wants to go over. So we need families with families, because she's got some prizes she wants to do, too. So we are all family, yes, absolutely. I believe it. Well, we're all really, really family. So for those that are maybe new a little here, this is Family Sunday, and this is where we have the kids with us, and we do some activities together with the children. And we're going to talk about Noah. That's some of the lessons that we've been sharing, and then we're going to share a little bit of game. So we'll see if Miss Jenny, what we got going on here. Did you read your lessons, parents? How are the lessons going this week? No, I do. It is different to change things up and have lessons and devotionals every day. Don't tell me that. It is hard. I will say it is hard to change patterns. It is hard to come together, but that's okay. I want to encourage you to keep pressing in, keep sharing the stories and asking mom, dad's questions, because there's questions at the back of this book that are really fun to do too. So we have sheets to hand out on that. No, it's, well, I can.